Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, I have to tell you, what a hot mess was that, man. How are you doing today? Today's Monday. Oh, yeah, Monday. Of what day? Today is May the 4th. Just in case you didn't know, just in case you weren't aware, May 4th of 2020. Only the 125th day so far of the year. And only 241 more days remaining before this bad boy is supposed to be over with. Isn't that fantastic? Anyways, welcome to the Rated R Safety Show, or whatever the hell it is that we have going on first thing right now. Anyways, so how are you doing? How was your weekend? Was it fantastic? Did you have all kinds of fun, all kinds of craziness going on? Did you do anything extraordinary? Yeah, extraordinary is the word. Yeah, extraordinary.
Duh.
So anyways, as we move forward today and go on, let's talk about a couple different things. Number one, if you have not taken a listen to it, I would encourage you strongly to, after this show, to go drop and take a good listen to the Hop Nerd. Because today, Sam Goodman had the one and the only Sydney Decker on the show. So definitely an important episode to take a listen to. Over the weekend, Todd Conklin had a conversation with Bob Edwards. Pretty interesting stuff there as well. So I would say definitely take a listen to those two podcasts if you get a chance. Of course, hang out with us first here. But anyways, you're listening to the Rated R Safety Show. You can be listening to us on some different aspects here. We're available at safety.fm. We are available at safetyfm.tv and also on the podcatcher, if that's the format that you choose to do us in. Anyway, so it's, you know, the options are yours. We do different things, different aspects, different opportunities to do some different items. So, of course, that's always the options as we like to leave them to you. But anyways, let's get you started with feature story news because I think that that's important. So take a listen to this right now.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. China has called U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insane after he claimed COVID-19 was created in a Chinese laboratory. The Secretary of State, echoing President Trump, said there was enormous evidence that coronavirus is man-made, though he offered no substantiation of that claim. From FSN's Bureau in Washington, Nick Harper reports.
China's state broadcaster called Mike Pompeo's comments insane and evasive. CCTV attacked the US Secretary of State, calling him evil and saying he was wantonly spewing poison and spreading lies. It comes after Pompeo and President Donald Trump doubled down on Sunday on their claims the virus came from a Chinese laboratory. That's despite scientific experts and the World Health Organization repeatedly saying COVID-19 is natural in origin and not man-made. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
One of America's best-known fashion brands, J. Crew, has filed for bankruptcy. It's the first major U.S. retailer to do so since the COVID-19 pandemic forced shops to close across the country. From FSN's Bureau in New York, William Denzelow reports.
J. Crew Group has reached a deal with its lenders and, under the bankruptcy protection, will convert over $1.6 billion of debt into equity. The company has also announced that jeans maker Madewell will remain under the J. Crew umbrella. CEO Jan Singer says the financial restructuring should enable J. Crew to thrive for years to come and is aiming to reopen stores as quickly and safely as possible. Apparel retailers have been hit hard financially by the coronavirus. William Denzelow, New York.
The mayors of more than 300 towns and cities in France have written to President Emmanuel Macron, urging him to postpone the planned easing of coronavirus restrictions. Local officials fear a second wave of the outbreak if schools reopen as planned next week. From FSN's Bureau in Paris, Ross Cullen reports.
Untenable and unrealistic. That's what some French mayors have called the government's plan to allow some primary schools to open next week and some middle schools the following week. They fear a second wave of the outbreak here if pupils return to the classroom. The Prime Minister says it will be up to the school if they want to restart classes and up to the parents if they want to send their kids back. On Monday, the government hit back at the criticism of its plan, saying getting children back to school was a social imperative. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Some health news unrelated to coronavirus. Scottish researchers say they've identified a microbe in mosquitoes that can block the transmission of malaria. They conducted their research on the shores of Lake Victoria in Kenya and say it has enormous potential to control the disease. And one of the biggest names in American football has died, Don Shula. He led the Miami Dolphins to 2 Super Bowl victories. He was 90. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Yeah, you know how it goes, toilet flushing this show. I don't know. It's a combination there. Comparison definitely into effect. Anyways, today is May the 4th, as you are aware. A lot of people go around and start giving you that, you know, that nonsense of May the 4th be with you. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I mean, you can enjoy that kind of stuff. Also today, you know, I like to, you know, talk about stuff that's real. Disney Plus released the newest episode of Star Wars, which is The Rise of Skywalker. I want to say it was like 12:30 this morning when it actually hit. Of course, as it goes, people were excited about that, jumped on it right away. So that's a possibility of something for you to do today. So that means that all 9 episodes or movies, however the hell you want to look at it, are readily available on Disney Plus, if that's your kind of thing. So that's something to do today for May the 4th, before we get into El Cinco de Mayo, which is tomorrow. But before I get into all my, you know, typical bullshit, let's get you with a disclaimer.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, you know, it's about the entertainment value of what a show can bring to you. And, you know, we've been doing this ever since before COVID-19. And, you know, I keep on listening to a lot of podcasts out there about how I didn't have time available before, so now I have decided to make time for us to sit around and talk about the different things that are going on inside of the world, which is fantastic, you know. Fantastic that you have decided to do this all of a sudden, but you didn't have time before to do so. But now it is a thing for you. Now it is one of those things that is crucially important, which was not important for you before. But I guess that's kind of how the world goes. I mean, I'm glad that some more people are coming into the space, but come on, you didn't have time. These are one of these things that you have to make time for. It's not like you just sit around and go, oh, I'm going to press record and we're good to go. No, not the way that it goes. Anyways, let's go into the hit list, starting it from the very top. Let's not waste a lot of time and get you started. Anyways, a COVID-19 antibody test with near-perfect accuracy has been approved by the Federal and Drug Administration. The test determines whether someone has antibodies in the blood with 100% accuracy and 99.8% accuracy that the antibodies are not present, which is pretty good. I mean, that's a pretty good rate there. You take a look at it. Swiss drug manufacturer Roche is expected to ramp up production aggressively to meet world demand. The only downside to the test, that it does require blood draw, which won't make it widely available for household use. Anyways, so as you take a listen to this and all these different tests that are available, how are you looking at this? I know there's some mixed reactions as a lot of people have these discussions about the things that are coming available test-wise. I mean, I know there's some tests, some antibody stuff that's available as that one we're discussing. That's a blood draw. There's some other stuff where you can go get a test in some areas, but it takes some days to get a, you know, to get back. So what are you thinking here? What do you think is the correct approach? Or do you look at it and you go, well, I don't know. I don't know if this is for me. And, you know, not that one's right and one's wrong. And are you right now in one of those states that they are allowing certain things to open? Like our state here over the weekend opened a good chunk of the beaches. And I will tell you, it was madhouses out there. Whatever you want to, you know, take a look at. I like to drive around. I will tell you that. A couple interesting things that I did over the weekend. Number one was I went to a drive-in movie theater, which I have not done for years. And the funny part was that it was such a, you know, like a kickback on how it actually looked They put a wall up. They had the screen going. We'll put it to you that way. The movie was playing. And they played Back to the Future. And yeah, I know I could watch Back to the Future currently on Netflix. But, you know, you have to get the kids out every once in a while. But staying locked up in the car and watching a movie is such a different aspect than what I'm accustomed to. But it was interesting to do. And, yeah, and I'm bringing that up because it was different. And I will tell you, the parking lot to that place was packed. Now, they did not allow you to tailgate, which was the interesting part, which I'm fine with that. But seeing people just kind of sitting around watching movies from their vehicles is something that I have not done in years. Now, keep in mind that some people are going to say, well, you're not helping the environment by doing that. Yeah, I understand. But when you drive electric, it's not a problem. Just want to throw that out there. So that's something to think about. But it was something different, of course. But then I drove around and took a look at some of the things that were going on at the beaches. And that was pretty interesting as well, just seeing a lot of the people out there and about. Now, I did not stop. I did not kind of go take a swim.
Duh.
But it was one of those interesting aspects where it was just different to see a lot of people out. Because from time to time, I do go out driving and just to see the world kind of reopening. Now, this week, I think it's this week. Somebody can tell me if I'm wrong, of course. This week, they're going to start actually having people have the availability to go ahead and start going into restaurants up to 25% of whatever the limit is of the people that can normally be in there. So that'll be something that'll be interesting as we see that going forward. But whatever, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. I take a look at it and go, it's all different as we move forward. Anyways, let's go through the rest of some of the news stories here. Alleged criminal Dejan Lindrum had a pretty good day on Wednesday. Within 12 hours, he was arrested and released three times from the Los Angeles area police. Yeah, you heard me correctly there. First, police caught him trying to break into and steal a car around 8:30 in the morning, despite having apparently stolen property and drugs on him. Thanks to the zero bail policy in California, which is supposed to evade COVID-19 outbreaks in prisons, police couldn't detain him. He was cited and released. A bit afterwards, about 2 p.m., police stopped him again after receiving calls of a man stealing objects from the front yard of homes and putting them into a box. Lindrum was cited and then released again. At 8:50 p.m., police received a call of a stolen vehicle after a car chase. Lindrum then once again was cited and released. So what the freak is going on there, man? Yeah, I know. I mean, we have to get some of the, you know, the prisons down and stuff. But three times, I mean, there should be a limit to the day of how many times you can do that. I mean, there should be a limit, period. Don't get me wrong. But a limit to the day of what the hell you got going on. Because that's a little bit of craziness. Three times in one day. I mean, after the first time, you should have been detained for a period of time. But, you know, what the hell do I know? Maybe that's a double duh.
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 Anyway, so just think about it that way. Anyways, if you tried baking a loaf of banana bread from scratch while lockdown, you're not alone. CNN reports that web searches for banana bread recipes were up 54% over the month of April. Yeah, that's from year over year. Culinary art therapist, yeah, you heard me correctly there, which is a thing, apparently, tells CNN that the act of creating baked good soothes our minds and bodies, and it is in a good chance to get away from the TV and the computer screen. So have you been doing any kind of baked goods? Now, I will tell you, I have quite a few friends that have told me that they have been doing a lot of baking as of late. And hey, you know, more power to them. I am not a baker. I like to make stuff from time to time, but baking is not my thing. Yeah, food is my thing, but baking is definitely not one of them. But what the hell do I know? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Never sarcastic? You know how that goes here. If I'm never sarcastic, then who the hell is? Just joking, of course. Anyways, ESPN website traffic has tumbled 40% since January. Meanwhile, you ready for this? Video game streaming platforms like Twitch is up nearly 20%. Thank you for the Twitch people. And TikTok is up about 15% use. People are also increasingly turning their computers away from their phones. So that's a good thing, I guess. You're not using so much data from your cell phone company. While YouTube.com viewing is up 15%, the use of smartphones and tablets app is down about 4.5%. Now, I will tell you, that right there did make a reference to YouTube.
Duh.
But I want to tell you about this because I have fallen in love over the weekend. And I will tell you, you know, as they like to say in this little environment that we live in, full disclosure here, I started using YouTube Premium. And I was looking at it more from the music aspect, because, you know, you have YouTube Music and you also have YouTube Premium, which is very freaking confusing when you start looking at it, because if you get YouTube Premium, it includes the music, but it also includes what is also known like YouTube Red used to be. But YouTube Premium gives you no ads on YouTube, but it also includes a music service. That music service is pretty impressive. Now, I have been a Spotify user for a long period of time, and I did use Apple Music for a short period of time. But I was impressed with what YouTube Music can do. And believe me, I'm not going out there and saying, hey, I'm getting a cut here for talking about it. But shit, dude, I will tell you, I was really, really impressed. You can upload music into it for certain music that does not have available. And also the other thing that it was, or that it has, is that you can set it up where you can do different things inside of there, where it will also even play like the music video at the same time that it's actually playing the normal music. So you can flip back and forth between the two. Or my daughter likes to play or take a lot of pictures. So that way when she opens the camera, turns the music off, this one allows you to continue on doing it. So that seemed pretty exciting. I don't know. I know the things that you have to get excited about these days.
Duh.
But that was one of those things that it was pretty exciting just to see something do different. I mean, who knows? I mean, I am a Spotify user, but I wanted to try this out, and it seems pretty good. I would say give it a try. Only thing I would tell you is don't sign up if you have an Apple iPhone or if you're using an Apple product. Don't do it through iTunes to sign up. They charge you $5 more for signing up. It is a 30-day trial, and I don't even know why the hell I'm plugging that, but I just thought it was pretty good service. So give it a try if you want to. Anyways, the ability to edit iMessages could be on the horizon. Tech blog TomGuy.com reports that patent failed by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office by Apple shows the user interface that would allow editing of what you've sent. Similar features are available on apps like Telegram, but that it's likely someone will be able to see the original message of what was edited. So that's a good thing, because I will tell you, when I text message with people, I jack stuff up all the time when it comes to sending that information off. I put things on there and I go, ho. Oh, that's not what I meant to say, but too late now because it's already out and about.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
It's good times for the MediCorps students. Oh yeah, college and universities are giving extra month of potential incoming freshmen to make a decision about where to attend. As many postponed decisions, this also means that many schools are diving deep into their wait lists to bring students on board. This is according to the New York Times reports. People are coming off the wait list all over the place right now, one former admissions director for Columbia tells the Times. At the same time, homebound kids are getting wise to great college scam. One student tells the Times, it doesn't make sense to pay $20,000 to sit at any computer at home to take online courses, he said. You can get some education from community colleges. And I've been saying that shit for years, dude. I will tell you, at the end of the day, wherever that degree comes from, a lot of people don't ask that question. And I'm not picking on the universities and colleges that I went to as I was younger. I say younger, one of them I obtained in 2018. But as I say this, the name of the school is not as important of what the degree is and who you're getting it from. So think about that as that moves forward. So that's important. So think as we move with that, this is the important aspect of it. And I will tell you, I listened to a lot of financial gurus, and that was a financial guru thing that was said. So take it for what it's worth, if it's worth anything to you or anything of value.
Duh.
Anyways, so let's continue down here. Just another reason not to go outside. The murder hornet. Yeah, you heard me there. The murder hornet.
Duh.
So let me explain. It's expected to flourish in stateside this summer. The Asian giant hornet thrives in the Southeast Asia, particularly Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. After popping up in the northwest parts of the U.S. later in the year, scientists expect them to wreak havoc this year as their population grows. The murder part is the name is more than likely that they're part of the killer bee. So bee that kill, not humans, unless, of course, you're allergic, that could be definitely a problem. Honeybees are already dwindling supply and are suspect to giant flying hornets, which can be up to, are you ready for this? An inch and a half long. Vox reports that the giant insects can, they can destroy about 40 honeybees per minute and purge beehives in short order. So yeah, I would say murder is definitely part of the name. Murder was the charge that they gave me. You'll know what I'm talking about there. Little 90s, late 90s, early reference there. Late 90s, early 2000s, I believe. Anyways, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine acknowledges Sunday that his order requiring face masks be worn in stores was offensive, explaining why he backtracked just one day after issuing the order on April 27th. On Thursday, Dayton Mayor Nan Wiley tweeted, "No one should have to choose between paying bills or staying healthy." Though they stay at home order, she supports forces thousands of small business owners to do exactly that. So you have to take a look at it. And I tell you both things. And some people will say, well, you are hiddenly giving us political rants. You are hiding behind some of these aspects and sliding in politics. No, I am giving you freaking information that is out there. You have to, okay, if you support one, you have to support the other. You kind of have to do a happy combo here. I mean, you can have a whole conversation about people waiting for stimulus checks, about people that are wanting government to assist, which is a version of socialism. And I know I'm going to catch some shit for this one. And that's okay. But think about it. I don't believe in socialism, but I'm waiting for a check. And I, at this point in time, people need things. Also, I want the government to cover if I get infected by the coronavirus for my health care, which is also a version of socialism. So it's kind of a happy medium between the two. You can't have it both ways. And this was a large debate that I was having with someone yesterday. I shouldn't say the word debate. I was having a conversation with someone, and we were having that discussion. And it's kind of a weird world that we're in at the moment. And not saying, here's my liberal point of view, here's my Democratic point of view, here's my Republican point of view. It's a point of view. I am telling you what I think as I see some of these things. Some of the ideas are good, some of the ideas are bad. You have to go with what is in your gut. What is the best feeling? What do you think is going to be best for you, your family, the economy, your health, whatever, however, whatever's important. I will tell you, for years I've had conversations with people about how they vote. I opt not to talk about it because I don't think it's important for me to share that with you. The only thing that I do tell people is that regardless, you should vote because you have people in the military that are giving you the right to be able to do so by putting their life on the line day in and day out. And of course, coming from a military family, that has always been a big thing for me, even though sometimes I have not agreed with some of the politicians that are available to vote for at the time. But I have opted still to vote because of that. Anyways, that's a little bit of a rant. Let's calm it down and go back to some of our idiosyncrasies because, of course, that is always important.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, Gilead Sciences is donating 1.5 million vials of remdesivir this week, which the U.S. government will make available to hospitals across the country. That's enough to treat about 200,000 patients, according to the USA Today reports. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases reported last week that patients on the remdesivir recovered 31% faster than control groups. So that's a good thing, I guess, as we move forward. Also, the other news I'm sure that you heard of, because this one was all over the place on the news over the weekend, and this was a little long, so bear with me just one moment.
Duh.
What a weekend for Kim Jong-un. On Friday, the North Korean defector who now holds a seat in South Korea's parliament said that he was 99% sure that Junior was dead and that the country was trying to figure out the issue of succession before making any public statement. Meanwhile, later that day, the Sun reported that Junior was partying down in harem of 2,000 women in his seaside compound in Wonsan, the women not only sing and dance for the leaders of the North Korean Communist Party, but also take part of bizarre sexual games, orgies. This is according to the New York Times report. But wait, because there's always more. On Saturday, the North Korean government issued photos of Junior touring a fertilizer factory to prove that he was indeed alive and well. But only one eagle-eyed reporter at NK News spotted a small mark of Junior's right wrist, which one medical professional reported that could have been part of a blood draw, according to analysts. But just when you think that we're about to be over, no, baby. South Korean officials reported on Sunday that there were no longer appears to be credible evidence that Junior ever went under any kind of procedure. Though, there was not been a good answer to why he missed the nation's most important holiday on April the 15th to commemorate the birthday of Junior's grandfather, the nation's founder, Kim Il-sung. And then, just in case, it gets worse. A Sky News Australia reporter theorizes that the An's disappearance was a classic maneuver to weed out those he couldn't trust. Reporters James Morrow's opinion that Junior disappeared and fueled rumors of his own demise so he would know how power struggle would shake out and use the worldwide coronavirus panic. As an elegant backdrop for the sham. I expect that he'll see some surges or purges in the North Korean pretty soon, or North Korea pretty soon. This was according to what Motto said. And then, of course, adding insult to injury, a small hotel believed to be owned by the North Korean government in Berlin has been ordered to be permanently shut down. It closed operations due to the coronavirus, but after lobbying from the U.S. ambassadors, the parent of Otto Wabeder, the college student who was detained by North Korea and later died, a German court ordered to permanently shut down. Fox News reports that hostel generated more than $40,000 a month for the North Korean regime. The legal justification was the ground of the United Nations sanctions that would prevent North Korea from operating such facility. And then adding insanity to the insult, yes, insanity, North Korean troops fired shots into a demilitarized zone at the border on Sunday. Following protocols, South Korean troops issued a verbal warning and responded to two shots of their own. American intelligence indicates that the shots were accidental and no one was injured. Talk about a long freaking story, man. So a lot of crazy shit with North Korea. That's what it boils down to. That's really the conversation. So let's take a look at it that way.
Duh.
But as we take a look at this and as we move forward, we have to come to the realization that I don't know if it was a Weekends at Bernie's stunt or if this was actually something legit that was going on, because a lot of people are also saying that the video looked like a fake. And with the amount of deep fakes that are available of things that you can do, it's very important to try to figure out as we do this. But anyways, let's get you to the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So as we go through the interwebs, I wanted to share this with you. This was some news that kind of hit around the circuit over the weekend. And this is according to Stanford Medicine. A disease-detecting precision health toilet can send multiple signs of illness through automated urine and stool analysis, a new Stanford study reports. So this essentially will be the sign of a smart toilet. So this smart toilet would have the capability of actually analyzing your samples, however you want to look at it, your stool, your urine, as you use the bathroom.
Duh.
Duh.
So would this be something that you would want? Would this be something that you would use frequently? I mean, I take a look at it and I go, I think it's pretty scary that, you know, this is available. And then what happens here? If you go use the bathroom somewhere and they have one of these things hooked up, can they just check you out and see what you got? And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, they're going to have to probably get some kind of release. Who the hell knows, man? There should have been so many freaky things that occur. So many odd things. Now, you can go to med.stanford.edu, and under their news section, that shit's there. But I take a look at it, and I go, this is going to be kind of strange as you move forward. And it's going to be kind of strange as all this information that's going to be readily available. Now, I know that we have for years talked about trying to get smart everything. But, man, I will tell you, smart sampling of your stool and urine and all that kind of fun stuff, I don't know if that was part of the gig of what I was thinking about when I was talking about smart anything. I mean, we're getting so many smart things now that it's kind of scary from time to time on what's going on. On what the different things that are considered smart. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you think is worth being smart and having smart of and all that kind of fun stuff? Would you put one of these smart devices in your toilet or have a smart toilet that can tell you, hey, what you got going on? And how do you look at it if somebody comes over that's your friend? Do you let them know, hey, I got this smart device on the toilet that you're about to use? I don't know. I keep on looking at it and go, this is pretty crazy on how that would actually end up working.
Duh.
But whatever.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
No. Not sarcastic. Anyways, let's talk about the lottery real quick. No winner for Friday night's Mega Million drawing. Tuesday's drawing will be for $215 million jackpot or $173.1 million cash payout. So there's some options for you right there. If you're into that kind of gig. Also, no winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday's drawing will be for $59 million jackpot or $48.3 million cash payout. So those are some options, of course, if you're into that. Now, even though the movie theaters in some sections did open over the weekend, I don't have enough numbers to be able to report anything. Weekend box offices across the country were not open enough to really say anything, but I am still seeing a lot of stuff related to the AMC Cinemark debacle with Universal on how now neither one is willing to do anything with Universal. They will not play any of their movies going forward. Now, I did mention this last week, but there is an AMC theater at Universal City Walk here in Orlando. So what the hell is going to happen there? Are they going to force them to close? I mean, I don't know. And of course, as we have discussed, AMC is getting a lot of their rent being called for the whole chip. So apparently they're signing some kind of contract with landlords on where they have the movie theaters that require that if they miss a payment that they have to pay out the rest of the term. So a lot of those are taking place. Now, the other portion that I've noticed a lot is, of course, with movies getting pushed back, it has not stopped the machine. And what do I mean by stopping the machine? So let's talk about Wonder Woman. So Wonder Woman was scheduled to come out sometime this month. Now, if you do go to the grocery store with looking around and you see some of the marketing material stuff that's out there, they have not pulled back on what they were going to do with Wonder Woman. So we'll talk about Doritos in particular. Doritos actually has Wonder Woman on the bag. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, Wonder Woman on the bag is not a bad deal. But they're still running it like if it was actually occurring this month, but it's not happening now, I believe, until the month of July. And I don't know if the movie aspect is a big deal to you, but it's something to talk about, of course, because that is what's going on. That is the aspect of the different things that are out there. So do you think that marketing changes should take place? Or are you looking at it and going, holy crap, man, none of this really has changed? And why is that? Because, like, I'll use the example also of Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish released a song for the James Bond movie. I want to say about a month ago at this point. Might have been a little bit longer. Now the movie got pushed back until, like, November, December. Are people going to remember the song? It reminds me of what occurred with Aerosmith when the second G.I. Joe movie came out. The movie ended up getting pushed back, but the song by Aerosmith had already been released. By the time the movie came out, people had already forgotten about the song. So I don't know. Something to think about. Anyways, Chris Hemsworth, just to talk about some more stuff about movies, is thanking fans for checking out his new Netflix movie, Extraction. The actor took to Instagram over the weekend to extend a massive thank you to all that made Extraction the number one movie for streaming platforms. He added that it appears like it's going to be the Netflix biggest feature film of all time. According to Netflix, the flick has streamed an estimated 90 million households since it came out or premiered on April the 24th. Now, I understand a lot of people like to take a good look at Chris Hemsworth, and I'm not talking about when he was a chunky Thor, but whatever, you know, good for him. Good for him that he's getting that kind of pull. It's important. Anyways, let's see. What else do we got? We got. Let's go down a little bit further here, and let's talk about, let's see. Let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. Let's take them from the top. Of course, taking it from the very, very top, National Star Wars Day. National Weather Observers Day. National Renewal Day. National Orange Juice Day. National Candied Orange Peel Day. Bird Day. And that pretty much rounds it off for you. So I want to talk to you real quick before I forget. As we have discussed last week, if you did hear some of the shows, we are no longer on Spreaker. So if you did try looking for us on Spreaker, couldn't find us, there's a reason behind it. Now, Spreaker is doing redirects to our new service provider. And for any of the other shows that you might have been listening to on Spreaker, there is a redirect there as well. So just keep that in mind as you move forward. But if you are listening to us on Spreaker, being as that we have moved off, a lot of that stuff is going to start dumping or redirecting to you to our new service provider. So make sure that you do come out to the new providers and follow us there. The easiest thing that I say to do is if you come to safetyfm.com, go under shows, click on whatever show you're looking for, and it will automatically take you to that particular streamer, and that will be the easiest way to do it. I think that it's easier just to do it in that format opposed to me trying to give you a lot of love of, hey, go to this new one, go to that one, because I don't think that that's going to be the best case if we end up changing. I don't think we're going to change, just so you know. But just for the sole purpose of that, that way you're kind of constantly having the newest and the greatest with us. Anyways, tomorrow we will be talking about El Cinco de Mayo. Also tomorrow on the Jay Allen Show, episode drops at 3 a.m. Eastern time tonight, that's midnight Pacific, I will actually be doing an interview with the one and the only, the safety consultant master himself, Sheldon Primus, and we're going to be discussing about what's going on in the safety consulting world. So if you get a chance, take a listen to that. I think you might find it interesting on some of the things that he has to say. And we do go a little bit extended for our little family there on Patreon. So just a reference point right there. Anyway, as always, thank you for being the best part of Safety FM. That is the listener. You know who I am. I know who you are. Love you. Mean it. And goodbye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.